definitely not a large number, but there was definitely a recognizable number of Jews who just dropped out for the economic and social and other reasons that one can imagine. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's poetry we have 7 volumes of his poetry. Very, very prolific poet. We have 7 volumes of his poetry. And again, it's been grouped loosely as being Shirei Kodesh, holy poems, and Shirei Chol, secular poems. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote poetry almost exclusively in Hebrew, though there is some Arabic poetry of his also, but he wrote almost exclusively in Hebrew. And his poetry has a beautiful lilt to it, but his main greatness is in his choice of phrases and his choice of words, which have made him the poet of the Jewish people. We have adopted his poetry in many, many places in the synagogue. Just an example of some of his poems, the poem that we recite on Shabbos, the Zmiris, Yona Motza Menucha, is a poem of his that was written, by the way, for a bride and groom for a Shabbos Sheva Brochus. As I mentioned to you, the custom was to give them a poem, and that remained in our list of Zmiros. The poem that we recite on the 7th day of Passover, and it's also recited among the Ashkenazim at a bris, Yom Li Abosho Nebchu Metzulim, is Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. The poem that we'll read now, Tisha B'Av, the poem that begins, Tzion Halosi Shali Lishlom Bonayach. The entire series of poems which are begin with Tzion. So 2 of them are from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the rest of them are from later people who absolutely copied his style. His style, his poetry, his idea to portray the idea of Zion. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's poetry remain baked within the heart of the Jewish people. It stirs the core of the Jewish people, and it is the most popular poetry, and it penetrated the siddur and the kinnis and everything else that we have. And amongst many, it was always committed to memory. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi went into the legend of the Jewish people because of his death and his relationship to the land of Israel, etc. So he became a legendary figure. Aside from his poetry, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was also a great philosopher, which again expresses the ideas of Spanish Jewry. His famous book of philosophy was written in Arabic and translated later into Hebrew by the famous translators, the Ibn Tibbon family, who lived in Lunil in Provence in southern France. The book is called in Hebrew The Kuzari, and it's based on the story that I told you of the Khazars, of that kingdom in central Russia, in Asiatic Russia, of a tribe of Tartars who converted and became Jews. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi took that incident and he portrayed the incident as that the king of the Khazars invited 3 great scholars to come and present their religious ideas, and he would decide based upon their presentations whether the Khazars would be Christians or Muslims or whether they would be Jewish. And this is his basis for the book of philosophy, because in the words of the Jewish Chacham, of the wise Jew who comes and represents